welcome everyone to Help and Hope for Families, a radio ministry with the purpose of helping to strengthen and build good marriages and families. I'm Tim Tucker, affiliate staff member of the Pittsburgh Family Life Team, and with me tonight are Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our local Family Life Team, and Tom and Pam Jones. Tom is an associate pastor and a licensed professional counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent in the Pittsburgh area. So it's been a long time since last summer, so welcome back, everyone.
What a blessing. Yeah. Thanks so much,
Tim. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Good to be here, Tim.
Good to have you. And we want to talk tonight about how overwork by either spouse affects a marriage relationship. So, Tom, what effect does overwork by either spouse cause in a marriage relationship?
You know, Tim, I think this is a really important topic, especially for today, where we're living now with the cost of everything in life just seemingly, it seems astronomical. And so the financial pressures. And so I see this a lot in my counseling practice in working with couples. Both spouses wind up being tired, which can interfere with the, with that intimate time and just that time alone. There's less sleep, and the depression and anxiety, like that kind of thing, comes into play. People become short-tempered with one another. One of the primary aspects of this that really harm is when overworking takes place of when we're not focusing as much on our spiritual health as we could because we're so focused on work. And so I definitely see in my counseling practice that this is a real issue when it comes to marriage.
All right, Tom, time to fess up. Let's call it what it is. Are you overworked?
Am I overworked? I would be if I let myself.
Right? So million-dollar question for folks who are listening and are saying, man, I'm out there stressed out.
Absolutely.
What do you do to keep the boundaries on the work process?
I set boundaries. For real, I think that's one of the main things we have to – I take out the word have to.
Yeah.
One of the things that really help us is when we establish boundaries. As a professional counselor – I would have people talking to me nonstop if I allowed it. And so if somebody reaches out to me, I will say, keep that, if it's not an emergency, keep that in mind and we'll talk about that in your next appointment. And so I just have boundaries in place. And I will sometimes say to my clients that if I don't have these boundaries in place, I'm going to be seeking a marriage counselor myself. I've been married almost 42 years and I know the importance of protecting it. So, could I be overworked? Absolutely, I could be. Am I overworked? Probably more than I want to admit, but not as much as I could be.
So I got to ask Pam the same question. In your real estate business, you have hours that aren't normal traditional hours. How does that work for you?
Exactly. Well, you could work 24/7 in this business because somebody wants to see a house all the time. But what I have done is I put family time, I put time for everything I need to do in my calendar. Church time is in my calendar. So whenever somebody asks me to show a house, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Mm. And I am. So.
Okay. Awesome.
It's even tough to take vacation sometime when you're so busy. I mean, trying to separate that time out and leave it a special time with the family sometimes can be difficult. Even when I was a veterinarian, that was not an easy assignment to do. When I was a sole practitioner, I had nobody else to give it to, and it was tough.
And that's when real estate gets busiest. As soon as you say, I'm going on vacation, you start getting calls.
Getting the calls.
Every time.
Yeah, bringing work home sometimes isn't the best thing to do for a family either. It's easy sometimes to do that.
Wow, especially today with more people working from home and the quote-unquote convenience of that. You don't know when to put the computer down and the telephone down and stop the work thing. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you talked about sometimes too, even as far as affecting our spiritual lives, because – how many times does work conflict with even Sunday morning worship and things like that? And I won't get into the fact about Sunday morning sports things that our kids are in because that's kind of like thou shalt have no other God before me. However, when we put other things in front of God on Sunday morning, there was a commandment about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? The tyranny of the urgent plays a role in this too, honestly. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the spiritual thing, that might suffer because right now in this moment, I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have too many convenient excuses for getting away from God's word and the principles of rest. And that's the design intent behind the seventh day, resting completely. God himself even said, look, I got to set aside a day of rest. Mm-hmm. The God of the universe, the infinite God resting, that's an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
But yeah, certainly set the standard. Mm-hmm. Right, Tim? Excuse me for interrupting there. But God himself set the example on how we should rest and how we should work. There's plenty of scriptures that really point there. And let's just recall a couple of verses for the moment. Proverbs 23:4. Do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Cease from your consideration of it. Scott, there's a couple more, right?
Yeah, even Ecclesiastes 4:6. One hand full of rest is better than two fists full of labor and striving after. Notice the key word here is wind. We're trying to grab something with our hands, and it's elusive. It escapes our hands. And that always will be the ultimate end of that work.
Right.
So, yeah, good stuff.
But we do have to take in consideration. Like, you look at the statistics on it. $15 trillion in personal debt. Or $15 trillion.
Yeah.
Credit card debt, student loans. So we have to put it in perspective. We have to make what's most important, most important.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Alex Kendrick, you know, who starred in the Courageous film and the Fireproof film, he said this, you'll never look back on your life and then say, I wish I'd spent more time in the office.
Amen to that.
Yes.
So, Tom, why do we overwork ourselves? What drives us to do that? Is it of necessity, or what is it?
Well, I don't think in America we have an income problem. I think we have an outgo problem. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that, it's how we spend. It's how it's sort of keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak. And Pam and I are quick to say that some Joneses aren't difficult to keep up with. But there's that chasing the American dream.
So you're a Jones as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Some Joneses are not too hard to keep up with. But one of the things that I do see, especially in men, is that, and I, by the way, I see this in pastors. Mm-hmm. Pastors are workaholics, can be workaholics too. Mm-hmm. And in part, I think it's because, especially for men, that can be where we feel the most confident. In my counseling practice, I will ask the man, I'm going to give you two words, I'm going to give you two punctuation marks. The words are work and home. Punctuation marks are exclamation point, question mark. So the point is, at which place do you feel the most confident? I've never had a man yet say to me they put the exclamation point at home. The question mark's always at home because they feel confident how to do their job, but when they come home, they don't always feel confident on how to do
manage
relationship.
Their family.
And so I think that's part of it. It's the way we spend today. Plus, again, just the I look at Pam being a real estate agent, and I look at what young kids are paying for starter homes today, and it just I don't know how they do it. So I think there's a variety of reasons why we're overworking ourselves, but it's chasing that elusive dream. I think.
I think, Tom, overworking ourselves is a result of overextending ourselves. To your point,
absolutely.
Chasing that dream, every generation seems to feel like the dream is to achieve what the generation before has currently.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to be content in their circumstances, the Bible even talks about that when Paul talks about being content in any and every circumstance in Ephesians.
Right. And the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain.
So, men aren't the only ones to overwork, right?
Right.
Women can overwork too as well, okay? And then there's less time for some of the more important things of life too as well. So,
Catherine, you don't have a full-time job outside of the home. How do you deal with overwork?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. And moving right along today, as we have many things to talk about, I am quite involved with my grandsons. Scott and I have a total of 7 grandsons, and 4 of them live close by, and their parents, both educators and lovers of the Lord, have chosen to homeschool. So there is no paycheck associated with the work that I do, talking about being overworked. So while I may not be paid for the work that I do, I certainly am working hard outside of the home. Mm-hmm. Even those things, we have to know where the boundary is and what things are the parents' responsibility, and then how we backfill and support as grandparents. Mm-hmm. So that's just a small snapshot for you.
Mm-hmm. And overwork can sometimes create so much stress in our lives that it can actually lead to depression and things like this.
Yes.
I was thinking of Tommy Nelson, who's the pastor of Denton Bible Church down there in Denton, Texas.
Yes.
And now, you know, he was up early in the morning discipling guys, and he was just as busy as a bee. Mm. You know, it was like a volcano type of thing. And he just came to a point in time in his life where he just totally collapsed.
Burned out, yeah.
And
yes,
he had to take
burned
a sabbatical
out.
And that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And the stress just knocked out all the serotonin out of his brain. He had nothing left, and so he just couldn't function. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. But he knew he had to cut back on what he was doing because it was being some negative effects on his health too,
yes,
as well. So,
mm-hmm. Interesting you note the chemical aspect of it, because that is, mm-hmm, that is a component we never think about but is very real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the stress does take out the neurotransmitter serotonin being one of the, mm-hmm, primary ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
And so I think that certainly does come into play. And so when we think about being overworked, I think for me, one of the questions I ask my clients, what's your goal? What's driving that? And what's your thoughts about yourself when you feel like you're not reaching that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have something very special coming up this coming fall. Actually, it's the end of, it is still fall.
It
the
is.
Beginning, so it's September 23rd, 25th.
It is.
Scott, tell us about it.
So a great way segue into the idea of overworked and how do we put boundaries around is going to an event called The Weekend to Remember that's put together by Family Life. And we do these events, these marriage, we call them getaways. It's getaway to come together. It's happening in the Pittsburgh Marriott North on September 23 to 25. Come away to get together. Just take time with your spouse. Learn about each other. Grow your relationship during those days. Don't spend time in anything else other than that. And it's a great time. You can save $100 with the group name Weekend Together. And let me assure you, your marriage is, mm-hmm, worth it.
And we hope you'll stop by again to next Sunday's program as we talk some more about these issues on Help and Hope for Families.